survive, thrive, stay alive. It's time to get prepared with the Prepping Academy podcast.
Hey, welcome to Prepping Academy. I am Forrest. We have a special return visit, permanent visit by a former co-host, Kyle.
Yep.
Speak to the world.
Oh, hi, world. I'm alive.
He is alive.
Barely.
I did not. Kyle, I don't know if you know this. I got upwards of 100 emails asking, or messages on Facebook asking where you were. They really thought I killed you.
I mean,
it's possible.
No, it's not possible.
It's possible.
It's much more likely to be the other way around. But I mean, no, it's good. I wasn't dead.
Wasn't dead. So I'm going to ask Kyle some questions in a bit. But we are this is the first episode of 2019.
You mean 2020?
What? It's 2020?
This is why people were asking where I was, because you were...
It's 2020? Yeah. That's two 20s in a row. That's 40.
Hmm? Yeah. Forrest does math good.
The first podcast of 2020. Kyle is here. Tenderfoot will be around. You know Tenderfoot, don't you?
And did you kill him?
No, I didn't. No. But he may even come tonight, but I doubt he will. I invited him. Yeah. He's been to the...
In spirit form?
He's been to the bunker.
Yeah.
We're in a bunker. We're not in a house, are we?
Nope, we're not in a house.
We're using propane heat.
Yep.
It's toasty.
It's decent.
But this is a bunker, undisclosed location, somewhere in South Miami. I got to turn that off.
You probably should. That's the perimeter alarm?
That's my early warning if someone is walking to my retreat.
We'll say that's
kind of concerns me right now, but...
We'll say that's wildlife.
It is probably wildlife. You are correct.
We hope.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
It's never gone off while I've been... Well, it has. I mean, but not while I'm recording something and can't look with my gun.
I'm sure, but this is the
Prepping Academy reboot. This is 2020 first show. We're bringing Kyle back. He is actually, we pre-recorded this before I killed you
in 2019.
In 2019, and we're just playing it from my old recording so I can pretend like you're still alive, so I won't get in trouble.
Oh,
yeah.
I suppose I should say something from the future that's going to happen.
It is funny. You walked in with your gun. I walked in with my gun. Same gun, but we got them kind of decked out different.
Yeah, we do. I customized a lot of mine, and you bought a lot of stuff and stuff.
I got new sights and a new grip on mine.
Yeah, but I hand stippled mine.
And so we're carrying AR pistols. No.
No.
But we are carrying, what are we carrying?
Glock 43.
Glock 43. And, don't tell anybody. We're just for this time.
It's my only one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's just this one time.
All my other ones in the boat neck. You've heard about the boating accident I was in, right?
No.
I was moving across the pond, and, like, my safe literally tipped over and went into the water. Matter of fact, a friend of mine is going to start it. Was it you that said you were going to start a scuba diving company?
No.
Because everyone says they're losing their guns in a boating accident?
No. That sounds kind of fun, though. Yeah, there's a trend right now, actually magnet fishing. You go out and buy these super-powered magnets, you throw them
in, and then you pull them out. I've seen that.
I should probably visit some local ponds.
So, I know, because everyone's guns are just...
Just gone missing.
I know. But it is cool we're carrying the same thing. I went from a Glock 19, which I do carry sometimes. It depends on where I'm going.
Yeah. I diversify, so... It depends on what kind of night it is. If it's a dress-up night, it's my Kimber 1911. If it's a not-so-great, sort of area, then it's probably going to be my Smith & Wesson 2.0.
So the first thing we do in 2020 is talk about guns. That's nice. With Virginia going on, we have to.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's get to some things. Again, it's a reboot. I do want to bring up Tenderfoot will join us some through the year because Kyle sometimes works a lot.
Yeah, there's that.
There's that.
There's that.
And then there's me. I travel a little bit, but that's going to end here soon.
Yeah. I'll have more time probably now through summer, and then I am definitely gearing towards going off-grid, so then it will come to a complete, you know.
Well, if you would cancel your membership to the spa.
I mean.
Then you would have a lot more time.
That is $150 a week.
Your nails look fabulous.
And then, don't they? Midnight blue.
Yep. So I do want to, a couple calendar events that we're going to have this year. Just put on your calendar right now. Is on April 4th and 5th, PrepperNet is having a PrepperNet family reunion. Well, you've never been to one of our events, have you?
I didn't realize I had children outside of that. So.
Oh. But we have events. I mean, so that's April 4th and 5th. That's in Stone Mountain Park in North Carolina.
Ooh, that's a hall.
Hundreds of people.
Is that the place with the really big round?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be fun to push someone off of.
Well, you would kind of roll. It's not like a cliff.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, dude, what's wrong with you?
A lot.
Okay. The next one is Heritage Life Skills, which is May 8th through 10th. That's in Waynesville, North Carolina. September 25th, 26th, 27th is Prepper Camp, which have you ever been?
I've never been.
Have you ever been out of the house except to work in here?
No, I have no life.
Where did we eat the other day?
It's work, work, work.
And,
complain about life.
And church every now and then.
Yeah, when I can.
Yeah. And then, so that was September 25th through 27th. And then Bug Out Camp, PrepperNet Bug Out, is October 23rd through 25th. Which, again, hundreds and hundreds of people.
It was the fish place. That's where we ate.
We did it.
Tell
at
me
fish.
That was not a delicious
it
sandwich.
It was a decent sandwich. It looked like a fish market, and then they served sandwiches.
Yeah, his wife's a wonderful
It's kind of weird.
But it was good.
It
that
was good.
Bacon the, is delicious. Don't even lie.
Well, the bacon was good, and the sauce on there was really good.
Yeah.
But our place used to be, what was the place we used to always eat?
Well, we used to eat that pizza place.
Pie but
they
Five?
Closed. Yep, and they closed that.
Yeah, and now.
Everywhere, I think.
And did they?
There's I like none Nod in North pizza. Carolina.
Yeah, we eat healthy here.
Yeah, super healthy. Barbecue.
Oh, yeah. We ate at City Barbecue, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So we that's our official meetings and planning sessions are always at a restaurant.
Yep.
So.
Must be food involved. Fried pickles especially.
Yeah. We didn't get fried pickles, though. Oh, you got them on the side, didn't
you? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I did not get fried pickles.
Now I'm in the mood for fried pickles.
Will you?
If anyone wants to send us some fried pickles, please send it to P.O. Box. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Not really.
We do like fried pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do. So the agenda tonight is going to be the... Okay, so Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
Dude, don't get too excited.
Well, no. I mean, I have New Year's resolutions for sure. Do you
any? Well, so what I do is I write down 500 generic ones. That way I hit at least 20 of them by accident.
That's a lot. That's a bit much.
No. So I read a book... And it said, don't set goals, change habits.
Don't set goals, change habits. Don't save money.
No.
Spend more.
No, don't set goals.
Wait,
I mean, like, I want to lose 300 pounds or whatever.
No,
for your case, you know. I don't even know where to go there. 20 pounds, 10 pounds.
Yeah. No,
don't do that. Anyway. Change your eating habit. I mean,
yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Think,
it's like action instead of putting a goal out.
I think the biggest thing is finding a proper way to motivate yourself. Don't be stupid at the beginning of the new year and be like, I'm going to lose 50 pounds this year and have no actionable plans for it. Like my goal this year is actually to gain another 35 pounds. But that's because I've gotten more into bodybuilding and I'm on my down cycle. But
you
I did,
are seriously
I put
in
on 20,
body.
I put on 25 pounds of muscle this year.
Dude, our security system, security increasing at Diplomat... Oh, that's Alert USA. If you don't have Alert USA, you're missing it. But anyway. So, I should turn the sound off, at least. I mean, so we don't disturb everyone that we're talking to. I'm going to get in shape this year. And some of the things I want to do is integrate an AR pistol into my self-defense, home defense, and using an AR pistol more than my actual AR.
Okay, yeah, man.
I mean, because an AR pistol is a different tool, and since I haven't had one, I need to learn how to use it properly.
Yeah.
Like in close quarters and that thing.
Like trying to chop down a tree with a shovel. I mean, it can happen. It's just going to take a long time.
Right. And so I'm going to train a lot on my AR pistol. That's one thing.
Yeah.
So we have other goals that we don't want to share.
But this is coming from the guy who told me, oh, you don't need more than like two guns.
Well,
too much of a gun prepper.
I'm a standard kind of, I'm in a survival group.
Yeah.
And we're a standard, all our handguns are 9mm.
I know the mentality.
We do have long range sniper rifles, but I don't need that because.
Here's the thing. You were taking the Myers-Briggs.
Yes.
Do you remember?
I remember my results from the disc.
See, I'm an INTP. We represent 2% of the population.
Oh.
I'm about as introverted as you get.
Yeah,
so
that's
long
true.
Distance is my game because I really don't want to talk to people that much.
I remember first time talking to you at church. I said, hey, nice hat. And you literally walked away from me. No, you didn't.
No, that's all right.
But no, we do on my team and our survival group, we do the disc.
The disc?
Yeah, it's called disc. It's a personality profile test.
Oh, okay.
So we know how to interact with each other, and under stress and pressure, I could figure out how.
See, I'm a Myers-Briggs kind of guy. I don't know about this disc.
Disc is very corporate. I mean, it's better to work with people and interact with people. It's a good program.
What's the personality type that would be least likely to save you from a volcano?
You would be a C. C is critical. I don't know what C is because I'm a D. D is domineering, demanding, determined.
Yeah, you are a real D.
Yeah.
You set yourself up there.
Yeah, whatever.
Good times.
You tick me off.
I miss this.
Yeah. Wait. Are we going to bring back... we haven't even talked about this.
What?
Are we going to bring back Kyle's...
the conspiracy theory?
Conspiracy theory of the week?
It depends on what platform you put this on, because I don't, you know, if I bring up conspiracies, then someone might, you know, say that it's hate speech and,
not all conspiracies. I mean, so do you...
Epstein lives. Sorry, I can't. I've had a lot of caffeine today.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, you got a full throttle energy drink beside you.
A large coffee before I came in. Mm. That's actually my second today.
Mm.
So I'm pushing probably around 500 milligrams of caffeine today.
Gosh. I got some non-sweetened tea that I'm drinking.
I could say a word.
Because you can't say unsweet. Because it never was sweet before. So un means you undo. So
I say unsweet tea, not unsweetened. Because unsweetened sounds like you tried to extract the sugar from it.
Yeah, I know.
Which technically you
could.
So
it's non-sweet.
You could.
You could, I guess.
I also watched a fun video where you can make carbonated water using diamonds. You can superheat the diamonds and the carbon turns into gas. It's fascinating.
Oh, goodness.
I've had a lot of free
time.
That's
the way this is going to go, huh?
No.
You're going to talk about all your... You're the YouTube watching expert.
Not really.
Oh, yeah.
I still listen to podcasts and stuff like that. And I mean, you know, there's Star Wars. That took up a lot of time, too.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen the new movie?
Yeah, don't get me started.
Okay. I never got into Star Wars.
I used to, and then I died off, and then they made the new movies, and then it just really depressed me.
You know, I watched, a Star Wars, I don't know, 1 year, 2 years ago, and it ticked me off. I'm not a big fan. They're great movies, but I'm just not into it. Everyone in the movie dies.
Well, they killed off all the strong male characters.
And I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah.
I didn't like that. I was ticked.
No, it's very political.
And then I get ticked off knowing there's over 300 books in the Star Wars series.
No, but that's actually what ticks me off. Back in the day when I was super, super introverted and did nothing but read, I read the majority of those books.
Wait, you can read?
I can. Okay. I don't listen to audiobooks like some people and call it reading.
That's because I'm driving or traveling. Come on, now.
But they basically said, here's all these books. This is canon. We call it the extended universe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they sold, go over to Disney, and Disney said, hey, you know what, guys? Never mind those books. We're just going to give them the creative room to go ahead and create their own story. So all of us that were big fans of the original stories, we're not important. $4 billion worth of stuff, and that's not important. Let's just butcher it and, you know, praise feminism. And
well, I'm excited about Top Gun coming out, though.
Oh, God, you would be.
Oh, but, dude, that was a good movie.
You did have your stint with Scientology, though, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Okay.
But I'm not even going to talk about... Look up the photos of the good-looking girl now. You know that Tom Cruise, the teacher?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, look at her now.
I wouldn't want to.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I'm sure it's scary.
Yeah, I've seen people start posting them. She's not going to be in the new one either.
That's good. It'll probably be like someone 30 years younger than him.
Yeah, of course.
With daddy issues and everything else.
Yeah. He still rides a motorcycle without a helmet, which is like, huh.
You know, I kind of wish he really would in real life.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you don't like him.
No.
Oh, there's another remake movie coming out, too.
Ooh, Ghostbusters.
Yeah, Ghostbusters.
That actually looks pretty good.
Yeah.
That actually looks pretty good.
I watched Eddie Murphy down that. He was almost in that.
Oh, he's doing a movie, too. The Coming to America 2.
Yes.
That I want to see.
That was good. I've watched that several times. Mm-hmm. There's some movies you can watch several times. Some you can't.
No, I don't like reruns.
I don't mind watching some, but like... Chris Farley movies, can't watch them twice.
Dude, you need to leave.
And then also the Ace Ventura guy.
No. See, I can't stand Jim Carrey. Chris Farley was brilliant, though. He was a funny man.
He is funny.
Tragic death.
I just can't.
But very funny.
So, Kyle, I'm going to interview you because we, the world, me and my six listeners.
Yep.
You know, when we stopped, when you dropped out, we actually had a huge listener base. And we talked about that. Okay, that's the first question.
Yeah.
Where did you go and why did you go there and did the counseling help you?
Well, they kept me locked up for the first few months.
Straight jacket.
Yeah, no. It was very similar to the Epstein thing. No, actually not at all. Let me rephrase that.
So where did you go?
Work.
Work.
Work, just dedicated a little bit more time, you know, commission-based salary, stuff like that, you know, trying to...
Mm-hmm.
Design people's homes, sell stuff, work.
Gotcha.
Work. I started working out a lot, so there was that too. So I spent a lot of time on that.
Yeah, no one can tell.
I gained 25 pounds. I mean, muscle weighs more than fat, mm-hmm. and it takes up smaller space.
So you dedicated yourself to work, and you were there was a short stint you were unemployed there for a second. A little bit. No. While you're switching jobs. Wasn't there several weeks? No? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I pretty much just went from one to the next.
Okay. And because I do remember, and it was kind of...
Well, for a minute, I was actually doing both jobs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so you took time off for a job. So, are you still live in same place, married, same person, still got your kid? Have you sold your kid?
No, not yet. No.
Have you seen that commercial where the parents go, hey... Me and my husband decided not to have kids. And they go to the front door and shut it with their three kids on the other side of the outside.
Oh, God. No, I've not seen that.
I thought it was funny.
I haven't watched any, like, regular television in a couple of years now.
It's been a while since... I just finished the Jack Ryan series.
Oh, that was good. The second season was way better than the
way
first.
Way better than the first. That was true.
Yeah.
And so you're still kicking. You're still alive. Are you still prepping? That's another question.
You know, I kind of backed off a little bit. I'm still doing stuff, but I'm not doing it as much as I used to. I've gone through more of my stuff.
Why, though?
Well, Donald Trump was elected president. And that kind of solved everything. A lot of my repressed white angst was healed whenever that... No, that's not it at all. Honestly, it's just... It's kind of like going to church. There's a certain amount of accountability you have whenever mm-hmm. you go to church, being around your peers.
Right.
And... A lot of our peers in prepping aren't doing anything. They just think everything's perfectly fine. They're not paying attention to alternative news. There's been a crackdown on alternative news. We have to be honest about that.
Right.
Look at guys like Alex Jones and Mike Adams, you know, getting taken off of YouTube. With that being gone, people don't really have a sense of what's really going on in this country. No one's worried about the borders that much. Everything's propagandized, polarized. So, you know, what can you do? I keep to my own little self and do my things, and that's pretty much it.
I wouldn't say that a lot of my friends have paused.
Well, I think it's because you get to a certain point where you're prepared for X, Y, and Z, and then you go, well, what next? Because at that point, you're waiting for something to actually occur. And I think that's probably what I hear more and more now from different podcasters and different people on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's kind of getting to this point where they're kind of like, we've received so much pushback. We're up against the wall now. What do we do next?
Right.
Because we're literally at that point, like, if you listen to what's going on in Virginia with gun rights, you're up against the wall. What do you do next? And some people were saying, it's time that we take a stand. What does that look like?
Right.
And we're coming into this actionable phase where you have to realize that there are a lot of people on the left who want the right to stand up to do something so they can take it as an opportunity to criminalize what they're doing. Like, we can't say anything. I mentioned the word feminism, and it gets blown out of proportion.
Hey, don't be saying that on our station.
I mean, ban.
People have been relaxed, but there's also a lot of the people that I hang out with are also at a preparedness level that are, I would say, expert.
Yeah, I mean, I can easily say that.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where it's like you hit a certain intellectual peak.
Right.
And you have certain peers that you can talk to about those things, but there's few and far between.
Like, for an example, I'm a ham radio. I'm a general.
Yeah.
Well, once you learn it, then you just practice it. And I'm not... You can always learn more. That's why with the, you know, let's take, since in 2019, some of the things that I have accomplished, I've been certified. I've taken Stop the Bleed. I've taken 3 trauma different classes from North American Rescue, from Skinny Medic, and from Recondo in Fayetteville. I mean, it's like level 1, 2, and 3 trauma training.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're longer than a day class. North American Rescue was unbelievable. And so I've had wilderness first aid training, all, you know, 2 of them. So this past year I did a lot of, first aid medical training. And so this year I don't need to do all of them. I maybe need to take 1 or a refresher or something. Which at Heritage Life Skills, I probably will take Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy's, is it suturing class? They're going to teach one there.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and that's something I was actually thinking about too, is even recently, you can buy those kits online, like silicone kits.
Yeah, I've
to
got...
To practice different types of sutures. And
I've got a suturing kit right up behind you there.
Yeah.
At my undisclosed location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the way, the 5-mile hike in the rain was not appreciated.
Yeah.
Thanks for flashing that light at the top of the hill, though.
Yeah, so you could see where I was. Yeah. So you couldn't see. So I actually have steps for you. So you wouldn't get so muddy because it is raining.
You know, I'm trying to even think back. Like, what did I do aside from work this year? I went on a little bit of vacation.
You've been working on your truck.
Well, I've been rebuilding another truck, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been that. No, I mean, I will say, whenever I have someone who's been in the automotive industry for 50 years tell me, like, hey, you're one of the few guys who actually knows how to do X, Y, and Z. Like carburetors, I know in theory they're pretty simple, but in reality it takes a little bit of voodoo and blood sacrifice and a lot of cussing. I've invented new cuss words. That's what I did for 2019.
Invented new cuss words.
Yeah, pretty much.
Great. So but once you get to a level, and so Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher talk about this all the time. I mean, people need to step up their game in every aspect. And when you do, my next step when it comes to trauma or first aid is not to become a doctor.
Yeah, no.
No.
What's what people say with me, like being a mechanic?
I'm
kind
of
like,
there where I want to be.
Yeah, that's what people say with me, like being a mechanic. No, like, I do this stuff. I put myself through these things. I buy and acquire the tools mm-hmm. because I partially enjoy it.
Right.
It's a great skill to have because I can work on all sorts of things now. But I would never want to actually be a mechanic.
Right.
This is part of my skill set.
Right. Same with comms. Man, I know all the basics. I can do all the basics. But, you know, I that's why I got 3 or 4 comms people in my group. I don't have... If they die, then I can figure it out.
Yeah.
And that's the knowledge I want.
What would you say your biggest 2 things are that in the prepping realm of things you want to accomplish this year?
One is the AR. The pistol AR. Okay. And I know that's not much different. And people might go, well, an AR is an AR. Well, it's really not. An AR pistol is a little bit different.
Loud.
It's loud, but it's also for... I was using my Daniel Defense. It was my battle rifle for all my training.
Mm-hmm.
And it can reach out and touch someone. With an AR pistol, can't it's, reach out as far.
You know, I just want to say, the word touch makes me feel a little uncomfortable.
Hey, here, let me put my hand on the table.
Yeah. You this desk is much smaller, so we're closer together now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uncomfy.
Nice. But I would say the AR training, pistol training, and I don't know. I can't think of an area that I'm really... Last year it was comms and medical, and I accomplished both them. I took so many medical classes last year. I got so many medical supplies. It's crazy. And then comms as well. I mean, gosh, I don't know.
See, mine, I think, is group-wise, what a very highly actionable, well-trained group.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably my second focus. My first focus is building the cabin.
Oh, yeah. The cabin.
Yeah. Cabin / bunker / very undisclosed.
Yes.
Off-grid.
South Miami.
Yeah.
That's where my bug out retreat is.
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful beach to play. And no one's going to be there when everything happens.
Yeah. Nope. Just the nudist.
Whoa. Hey, now. So let me ask, so you don't think you had any major prepping accomplishments in 2019?
No, honestly. I mean, I got...
You really didn't even garden this year, though. You really kind of pulled back because you didn't even...
Well, here's the thing.
You always do garden and starting the seeds and all the way through.
I focused a lot more on physical fitness, and I'm continuing to re-up that now. But I mean, I was doing 6-day splits. Mm-hmm. 6 days out of the week, I'm working out. Mm-hmm. Usually, hour, 2 hours. Sometimes, you know, once, twice a day. Just depends on how I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But that was taking precedence for me because, I mean, I like intimidating people.
Okay.
I mean.
Yep. I did buy a lot of stuff in 2019, but, I mean, you can, I mean... I got a lot of stuff given to me this year. I guess, you know, starting PrepperNet it's not a money-making machine, but people have donated and given me a lot of things. Yeah,
we've been meaning to have that intervention. I've heard a lot of people saying, oh, poor Forrest.
I know.
He says he's doing podcasts and he's starting a business. He sounds like midlife crisis.
Oh, well, another thing I did is, it's not going to be a main focus, but, you know, I'm now the CEO of Sun Ovens International.
You know what? And congratulations.
So that is a multi-million dollar company that I'm running and it's a blast. I love it. It's in this space.
And you get to visit Chicago.
And I go to Chicago and I go to
my hometown.
Is that your hometown?
Yeah, I'm from Chicago.
That's what's wrong with you?
Oh. Whoa.
This is the murder capital of the world, isn't it? Or is it still Detroit?
No, it's not. No, it's not even Detroit now. I don't know where it is.
Mm-hmm. But like, things donated, you see above your head back there what I've got 10 cases of that were donated to me. Yeah. Military, true military MREs.
Mm-hmm.
That it doesn't even expire until 2022.
Unless you got 2 years to eat it all.
Well, then it goes... Well, you can't get... They're only good for 5 years, military, supposedly.
Just make sure you put, you know, some stuff for your stomach up there as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's... You know, a friend of mine told me the gum was the X-Lax. Built-in X-Lax of the, in the packages.
Yeah.
That was Native that said that. I'm not sure if that's true. You know Native?
Uh-uh.
Oh. I'm not sure. He's... Yeah. He's special this, special that.
Yeah.
But
you kind of have to be in this realm of things.
Yes. So what are your plans this year? So you're starting a podcast with me.
Yep. Doing the podcast, getting, well, I'm almost finished with my gym. Cause
you're building a gym. I built a bug out retreat location and you built a gym.
Yeah. Well, physical fitness.
It's important.
Yeah. It's definitely important. Intimidating people. Very important.
Okay.
No, it's the gym. It's buying more silver. I'm probably going to pick up one or two more guns this year. I'm kind of in a good place where I'm at. I feel like with ammo and guns and equipment and gear and medical stuff, and probably buy a few more basics food. We talked about that whenever we went out to eat.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to do more beans and rice and salt.
Yep.
Everyone seems to forget salt. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah, salt. Yeah. I can see right now I got cans of chicken bouillon and honey powder. Again, this isn't my bug out retreat. This is just
why would they make honey powder?
Yeah, I don't know. To make things sweet.
I guess, yeah, like instead of sugar powder. I guess that makes sense.
They were given to me. Huh? All that, like 6 cans up there. So.
Yeah. I'll tell you one of the biggest things, and it sounds really stupid, but I've thought about trying to do more recipes. Kind of going off like staples and figuring out, you know.
What'd you say, Martha Stewart?
What? Yeah, funny. funny. Just kind of working into some certain things, you know. Like, I really like fajitas. How am I going to make some survival fajitas?
You know, at our bug out camp, if you would have came, Elemental showed people how to make a lot of the fajita stuff.
Oh, it was all vegan, though, wasn't it?
It was.
Nah, I can't survive that way,
bud. No, but you just add meat.
It's just where it comes from.
Yeah.
But we don't question.
But, you know, I guess one of the things, a goal is to learn how to use the sun oven well.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the concept. No smoke, no smell, and you can cook.
I do love the smell, though.
You do, but the door seals it so it doesn't carry. You know, like in the mountains, you know, I'm from the mountains, man. I had this lady about a mile down the road from me. Well, air miles, it was probably 3/4 of a mile. And if she started cooking bacon in the morning, I was on my bike.
But how? Zoom. But how else are your enemies supposed to know that you're burning flesh?
Dude.
That sounds
We're going to have to cut that out. What are you talking about?
Kyle, I told you before. Stop that.
But, so what plans? Okay, we were talking about plans. So are you going to try to do a garden this year?
Yeah, I'm going to do a garden this year. I'm actually going to expand the garden. I'm going to take out a few trees. Try a little bit of different stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. I didn't do too much as far as the garden. I had a few basic things. I have, like, a ton of horseradish, believe it or not, right now. I need to, like, cut off a few feet of it and just hand it over to people. I had a ton of berries, ton of grapes.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a really nice harvest for all like my fruits this year. I even had peaches.
You had peaches?
Yeah, I have a little peach tree back there.
Well, you can see, with my land...
You got nothing.
Well,
I mean, there's like no sunlight.
There's no sunlight. It's all... I'm hidden in the middle of the National Forest.
Yeah.
NASA can't even find me.
Would they want to, though? not like you're going to solve any, you know, Armageddon sort of
true
plots.
But anyway,
is that Werther's candy? Are you an old man?
You know,
God Almighty, that's Werther's.
That's like the best, though.
Do you hand that out to small children,
dude? What is wrong with you?
You walk around with your cane and some bifocals.
Well, this is kind of my studio as well.
I mean, I won't knock you. Werther's are pretty good.
But they're good. And look, they're unopened. I don't know where they came from, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I got all kinds of crap out here. You know, man cave sign by women. Women by invitation only.
Yeah, you know that's sexist, right?
My wife calls this a hole. She tonight, because I was going in the house and walking back and getting stuff. And she's like, go to your hole. Quit opening the door.
I think that's when my grandfather bought a farm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, I got all kinds of stuff in here. I could live in this. I could live in this for... I could live in this thing for a year.
Yeah, I'd say
that. With the food, the water.
Yep. You're going to have to decide which corner you poop in, though.
Yeah. You know, someone asked me if I had a pee tube.
I mean, you could easily do that.
Yeah.
I think every man should have a pee tube. Nice little porcelain.
Where did you have to go use the restroom when you came here?
Outside.
And it's raining. So.
Yeah, that was fun. Got the pet Bambi on the head while I took a whiz.
So again, what's your plans for this year? Oh, for podcasts, we're going to do one of these. We're going to try to push one out at least maybe every other week or so.
Yeah. That should be easier for me. It's now it's getting back into the slow season, and with my plans, I'm hoping to kind of push back from work for a little while, take a little hiatus, probably come like October, November.
And also, I'm going to mix in Tenderfoot is going to do some with me as well. And then I got interviews coming up as well. I've already contacted my entire expert panel and asked them if they would do an interview. And interviews really are just kind of really better just one person a lot of times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And actually, everyone says, man, you're great at interviewing, but the other stuff you suck at. So that's so why I'm trying to interview.
The talking part?
Yeah.
the talking part.
Yeah.
There's that.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I was hoping no one would notice.
No, but you know, aside from that, I mean, it's a saving year. It's just trying to...
But Trump, we can just let go, man. Trump has got this.
You know, I didn't vote for Trump. Don't attack me. Put your gun away. Put your gun down.
It was already...
Hillary just... No, I'm just kidding. I
You didn't vote.
I didn't vote. And honestly, it's because... Here's the thing. This is what I keep telling people. Every year that we go through these elections, there's always a 51, 52, 49, 48 ratio here.
And it's your fault.
Well, no. If half your family, half your friends don't win an election, they feel disenfranchised. They're going to be grumpy. I can remember years ago whenever... I forget who it was. John Kerry lost an election. And, oh, God, my coworkers, you thought it was the end of the world. They had to take, you know, 2 weeks off and go to a mental health retreat in, you know, Maui or something like that. I don't know. But the country's so polarized and it just continues to get worse. And the thing of it is I like things that Trump has done. I do appreciate that. But the Twitter rants, his lack of tact with some things, I would love to see him be more diplomatic. I'm not saying he needs to kiss anyone's rear, but just the way he could say some things.
Right.
Maybe he can kind of conjure up a little bit of Winston Churchill in there. I don't know.
I just don't pay a lot of attention.
And I also don't think that he fully understands the depth of corruption within this country with the intelligence agencies and within the Democratic Party to go after him. I think that he looks at what's going on with the impeachment as something that he can easily overcome.
Right.
And I think once the impeachment fails, they're going to go after his mental health. They're going to try and make that a case to remove him from office.
Yeah, I think he, you know, I think he's going to easily win again.
I think so too, but it's
going to be a bigger margin than last time.
But here's the thing. We're running, and this is not conspiracy theory, we're running into a position now where whenever the Communist Party of America started to kind of break down a little bit after the actual Soviet Union collapsed, allegedly, they were basically at a point where they said, we are going to go into the government, we're going to hit in deeper, go into the education system, and we're going to cause a greater divide in this country, and we're going to take over from within. There was the other side of the Communist Party that said, no, we need to go ahead and start attacks, we need to do everything, you know, as obviously as possible and just do it by force. Well, they've been doing this for years internally. If Trump wins again, it's very clear that they're not going to get their way. They're going to hit the streets. I fully believe that they have empowered certain groups within this country
right
to
Have you read the Communist? What was the book that was written in the 50s? The Communist Manifesto?
Yeah, the Manifesto, yeah.
And like 98% of their 100...
Oh, well, it's, you might as well say it's all completed.
Yeah.
In certain aspects, and there are those of us that are holding on to our freedoms, the Constitution, right. Our ideals, morals, etc. Mm-hmm. And we're pushing back. And, it's nice to see a lot of the younger generation starting to push back, but then you still have the ones who are essentially useful idiots.
Right. Yep. How do we get on that topic?
I don't know.
Oh, you're talking about your future this year. Are you gonna you were gonna do a gardening?
Yeah.
You're gonna finish your workout. I mean, you literally have built like a workout off-grid barn.
Yeah.
And so, working out's important to you.
Yep.
Eating is important to me.
Yep. I mean, I can tell. I mean, you did trim down a little bit this year. You did a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But so what other things? What other things? I mean,
it's
you got an AR pistol, and you've got your carrying seal. You've shoot a lot. You've done medical stuff before. I mean, is that?
Yeah, I still study medical stuff.
You're weak on comms.
I am, but there again, I'm an introvert. I don't really plan to talk to people too much.
Yeah, true. So yeah, but you.
I mean, if we were in a grid down scenario right now, you'd be talking all day, and I'd just turn you off. I go,
Kyle. Kyle?
Yeah. Pretty
Kyle?
Much. Yeah.
Where's
Kyle?
Someone shot him.
Yeah. Kyle's dead for real this time. Nope. No, it's going to come down to just for me this year, rounding off a few things with food.
And the bug out location. Guns.
Yep. And no, it's not going to be just a bug out location. I mean, everyone should have multiple.
Are you
going to
move
out.
There? Yeah.
Yeah. That's the intention.
So you want to move off, not off grid, but.
Oh, no.
Oh, you do want to go off-grid?
I want to be off-grid.
Okay. Is this after the divorce?
Yeah. Well, we'll see how all that works.
Yeah, but, you see what your son and wife says about that.
Yeah. But I definitely want to be off-grid. And I'm not going to start
Dad, my cell phone doesn't work. That's right.
Dad, I can't find you and find my friends. Don't worry about it. No. But I just, it's gotten to a point for me where it's like staying here, being in a city, being even close to a city. I know we're not, downtown or anything like that. It's not.
But you've got to find some kind of an employment, though, that
is
close by to where you're
and
moving.
And I will. Right now, I'm making a decent amount of money and just trying to keep that aside. And then I can step down to something more mediocre, and I'll be perfectly content. I'll be that guy that works in a convenience store, runs it or whatever, and they're
what?
Just... I'm dead serious, because I just want to be low profile. Mm-hmm. I want to be out of the way.
But you can buy less guns that way.
I have what I need.
Oh.
I for sure have what I need. I mean, I can bury some and have what I need. So.
Again, I lost a lot of mine in that boating accident.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I wish I could get my magnets and we'll go out fishing for them.
So, you think your wife... In like 3 years, your son will be out of high school or so.
Yeah, he's homeschooled anyways.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
So you could at any time just go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking in the South Miami area?
Yeah. Yeah. We're right off that nudist beach.
Yep. The nudist beach?
Yeah.
What? I didn't know there was one down there.
Well, it's harder for them to run away when they don't have shoes.
Okay.
So.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, the jokes.
The South Miami thing came up because someone asked me in a class of about 125 people, and I'm teaching a class, and he goes, I hope this isn't like too forward or a question, but approximately where is your bug out location for your group? I said, one of the safest places in the world, South Miami Beach.
Not to make light, but do you remember that one time you were looking at a property and you sent me a photo and it took me like 20 minutes and I found the exact property? It was that one that had the secret tunnels.
Oh, yeah.
And I literally went on like
we didn't
Google Earth and managed to find that.
Are you the one that found the caves? Was that you that found the caves?
You couldn't find them on the imaging.
Oh, the house with the caves behind it.
Yeah.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, no, it'll find this. Challenge accepted. Yeah. 20 minutes later.
You know, I regret not looking at that in more detail.
Yeah.
Because the cave system behind it was pretty... I would like to know... I would have liked to explore that in more.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
Don't wink at me when you say that.
Yeah.
I hope one of the six listeners finds that funny.
Yeah. That's... Oh, but... You know, I mean, because that was... It's more intriguing now than it was two years ago. The cave system. I mean, but the guy put... I don't know. Did he put on the description there were caves? I think he did, didn't he?
I don't think so.
Oh, how did we
find
out?
Was something about tunnels.
Okay.
But I don't think he put caves.
Okay. But, you know, things... I mean, as you do this longer, you get... You realize what things are important and what things are not important. Like, when you're a newbie, man, that bug out bag.
Oh, that bug out bag's like your whole
world. I mean,
the
bug out bag's the world. And the more you think about it, you're like, gosh, if I have to live out of my bug out bag, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
That's going to suck.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of it comes down to these unrealistic perceptions of what we're even preparing for.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like whenever I was coming out here, I was thinking, like, you know, people talk to me about survival stuff, and they have one or two main things that they're preparing for. And the reality is I'm preparing for a little bit of everything.
Right.
And trying to be as well-balanced as possible. You know, I used to tell people, just prepare for an EMP, and you'll be as well-rounded as you possibly can be.
Right.
The more open I've been, and it's not conspiracy stuff, but the more I've done scientific stuff, like looking up into things that are going on with the earth itself changing, stuff that we're going
like
through.
The magnetic poles.
Yep, the magnetic poles, the amount of resonance that's actually occurring. Like, have you ever heard, I think it's the Schumann resonance.
Okay.
It has to do with basically
this conspiracy theory.
No, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's like an electromagnetic field that exists between the earth and the ionosphere. And it usually is around like 7.5 megahertz, something like that. And it's been spiking. They've never recorded spikes this large before. But it actually does affect human consciousness. It will affect how people think, how people feel. Yeah. Or, you know, to that effect, thinking about 5G, what's going on with 5G.
Dude, and could you believe we went to a restaurant
yeah.
a month ago?
And it's not in a super populated, but it's not like...
We're like, gosh, we're getting 5G. What the heck? Yeah. And you've seen articles, and you've sent me articles about 5G.
Honestly, I listened to a podcast last night with Mike Adams.
And you,
and it, is it's, he it's a bear, terrifying.
Does he think it's a weapon
oh, yeah.
as well?
Yeah. The scientific research behind it, and places where they've actually banded over in Europe and doing the research, it's pretty terrifying technology.
That's a conspiracy theory. You think it's fact.
No, I'll tell you what. This is my official conspiracy theory. I think that they're putting those in major cities for a reason. I think that whenever...
Better communication.
No. I think whenever stuff hits the fan, they're going to crank those puppies all the way up, put the juice into them, and it's going to keep people out of the cities. It's going to keep them away from important buildings.
Crowd control and things like that.
That's what it's all about.
You've mentioned that before. And to be honest with you, I've never cared.
I mean, I don't care because I don't plan on being
there. Let me tell you the why. Yeah, exactly. I'm not planning on being in this area.
Yeah. But then that begs the question, where do all those people go? If you realize, oh, hey, I can't go downtown or I can't go near this grocery store because my skin starts to feel like it's on fire because of this device.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go?
Right. That's how they control. Yeah. It, in a conspiracy theory world, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Good, I guess. Dang.
All those people just, the golden horde just shifting right towards, you know, rural America.
But as I was, and so with everything you said there, as we get wiser, the bug out bag is like, okay, it's more a go bag than a bug out bag. Because one of the things that, you know, a lot of the classes I teach is, hey, if you're living out of your bug out bag, you better watch your back because your wife might be the first person that's going to kill you. And two, that's very poor planning.
Yeah.
It really is poor planning. There's there's enough buildings in the world, in the United States, for everyone to have their own.
Mm-hmm. But that's, I mean, that's if people can afford it.
And... Yeah, but it is an action to get to a place, but you've just got to be... But I just remember the bug out bag. Man, that was when I first started. I spent $1,000+ on my bug out bag.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what an idiot. I didn't know what I was doing. Because I bought one of them. You remember I telling you the story? I bought one of them Katadyn water filters. It cost me like $300.
Oh, yeah.
And now Sawyer Water Filters is a sponsor. They send me like 30 of them at a time for free.
I think one of the biggest things I'm realizing too, whenever it comes to prepping, as this country continues to devolve and people continue to bear their behinds, we'll say, a personality goes a long freaking way.
Oh yeah.
And honestly, that's one of the things I could tell a lot of people is prep your personality, because if you act like this out in public, like the way a lot of people do, like during the Christmas season, I can tell you, I did not punch a lot of people this Christmas season.
You didn't? That's good.
That was their gift.
It was good. That was their gift. That was your gift to mankind.
That was my gift to mankind. Because some of them needed
punching.
They do. And whenever, this is why I tell people, the Kyle that you know here and now versus the Kyle that will be, well, they're very different people.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
They're very, very different people.
Yes.
Like, you know, you go to the gym. Someone doesn't wipe down their rack after they go ahead and they work out. I might pop them in the kneecap. And today I might just be, hey, do you think you could wipe that down, bud?
Right.
Oh, okay, you can't. Hey, nice finger. I got one too. You know, tomorrow? Not literally, but I'm just saying. Yeah. There are people that need a good punch in the face.
Yes, absolutely. For sure. Things will be different, but the world is changing, though. And there's more hate. But there's less tolerance. You know, everyone's been preaching tolerance for the last 20 years.
Look at the anti-Semitism.
But there's more, less tolerance now than before.
Yeah. Look at the anti-Semitism we see on the news.
That's...
And you can't, Democrats won't sit down and sign a bill to say, let's make sure anti-Semitism comes to a stop.
And us being Christians, man, we don't like to see it at all. No.
I don't
like anyone to be discriminated against. Well, I don't know. People from Ohio.
I'm not from Ohio, so, man. No, I don't know. And what you got going on there?
Yeah, I hate
and
Ohio
Canadians,
State.
You know what? They have lousy beer.
We they got good beer. Molson.
What?
They got some good beer up there. But I was up there last year. I was in Toronto for like a week.
Is that for that Love Festival thing?
No, it was not.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. It was for, but it was not nothing like that. It wasn't prepping related. It was work related. But people are less tolerant than ever. And yet, didn't the peace movement, I mean, people have been preaching tolerance for the last 15 years. But anyway.
Tolerance is a false doctrine.
It is.
It really is. You know, people act like tolerance is spoken of in the Bible. Like, Jesus said, be tolerant of everybody.
He didn't say
that. No, he didn't.
No.
He didn't say that. We're talking about a man that went into the temple, started flipping tables and grabbed a whip and started smacking around some money, money changers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Jesus I like.
Yeah, of course it is. I like the one when he healed the ear after the guy got his ear cut off. Peter that chopped the guy's ear off? Jesus just touched it and it poop.
Yeah.
I'd be going like, wow. But, you know, again, so this is not your normal prepping podcast.
No.
Every prepping podcast out there has sometimes we'll have topics, right? Yeah. We'll talk about them.
Yeah.
But I think we talk about them in a different, I'm going to say something. It's going to piss some people off. Can I do that?
Yeah, go for it.
This year, my theme is your most important prep is being in a group.
Don't you always say that?
I do, but I'm going to make it more of a theme.
More of a theme.
So here's the thing.
Okay.
And this is going to step on some toes. So I have an expert panel for PrepperNet.
Yeah.
And they've been interviewed. I've talked to them. they're either in a group, every one of them, or I think they're all in a group, some type of a group.
Okay.
And that was kind of you had to have that to be on my expert panel, because PrepperNet is all about putting groups together. Mm-hmm. We have 70 meetups. I don't even know if you know this. 70 meetups in the United States now. Yeah, yeah. I have city leaders in 70 cities, and people go and have these local meetings every month so they can meet other like-minded individuals in their neighborhood.
Let me just qualify something. That said, never, ever, ever start a adult version of prepper. I mean, I know some people are into that sort of thing.
What are you talking about?
I just, you know, some people might take the groups thing a little too seriously, you know, like, you know, trying to
survival groups.
I know, I'm just saying, I've seen some of the people at these meetings, and they don't need to.
So survival, the idea is to get in a mag group or a survival group, and you've got to meet people locally, and that's what PrepperNet is all about. We're growing like crazy. We just brought on Charleston, New York, Boston. We got Denver. We're in San Diego. We're in 70 cities in the United States. We've got local meetings with leaders leading meetings. With that said, so that's growing. But being in the group is your most important prep, period. The end. It's more important than knowing how to shoot a gun. It's more important than learning how to purify water. There's nothing more important, because a group, a community, can take care of the weakest person in that group.
And they should.
And so with that said, you've got to be in a group, period.
Yeah.
So that's why PrepperNet, I guess people are realizing that, and that's why it's growing so much.
I think it's important, because everyone can bring something to the plate. It's just like your workplace. You might be really great at one thing, and you have another coworker who's great at something else, and you have the one person who can only operate the fax machine. Mm-hmm. That's fine, because I don't want to work on the fax machine. I hate faxes.
So all my city leaders, all my expert panel members are all in a group. That is the most important key. And with that said, being in a group, our podcast is going to be a lot of group related, a lot of podcasts currently, and I love all of them. I know a lot of them. They are topic. We're going to talk about sharpening your knife, or the next podcast we're going to talk about comms, or the next one we're going to talk about first aid.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
This is probably a good synopsis of all of this. Preppers annoy me. I'll be honest with you. I'm talking YouTube preppers.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. There are some great ones that have put out some great messages, some great information over the years. Love the skill set based preppers. If you want to sit there and give 50 opinions on what gun and this, like it's totally different. Like, got like nothing fancy. Love to listen to his gun reviews. He has some good actionable information to teach. But then you get into some of these where it's all hypothetical.
It's not only that. All they do is, I'm going to make this statement, and it's going to be harsh.
Yeah.
If they're not teaching these skills from being a part of a group, and if they're not talking about a group, I say they're almost fake.
Yeah.
Because if being in a group is the most important prep, and you agree with that, listening audience, if you agree with that, then every one of the people you listen to should be in a group or talk about their group.
Yeah.
Well, then they say, well, it's OPSEC. That's bull crap.
Yeah.
I've had my groups 19 years. There's things I can talk about all day, night and day, and you wouldn't get any more information out of, I'm not going to tell you where we are or what we, even if I told you what we had, you wouldn't be able to find it. It's in South Miami.
There's a lot of buildings there.
It's
kind of like when I talk to people about cars and trucks and stuff like that, and they get into all their hyperbole opinions, but yet you can't tell me how to repair a throttle body ignition or work on a carburetor and adjust a float needle or something like that. It's like, to me, if you're going to talk to me about something and you don't know these things, just shut up.
Right. That's why both of us have been consultants for prepping groups.
Yeah.
We understand that that's very important.
Yeah.
Everything else builds upon that.
Yeah. And I mean, that's why I said, like, one of my biggest things this year, aside from getting the cabin going and everything like that, is having a highly actionable, well-trained group. You know, it's one thing to have a group and be of like mindsets and sit down and have dinner and everyone meets and you discuss some very basic plans. It's totally separate whenever you have guys actually, or females, whatever, they go out and they actually train together and know how to communicate on that level.
Yes, I agree. So my statement is, if the podcast person you listen to or the YouTuber you're listening to all day long, one of the guys I follow, and I love, he has some of the best videos on YouTube. I think he's the Urban Prepper. You know what I'm talking about?
I think
very organized. Unbelievable stuff. I've never heard a group kind of out of his name. Out of his, you know, out of his mouth. A lot of these people, I've never heard groups. And yet, that's the most important prep. All these people are task-oriented. All guns. They're all guns. They're all guns. Or they're all medical. Or they're all comms. Or, you know, pick your subject. Group should be number one.
Yeah. I'll tell you my best, not the best, but one of my favorite ones. Whenever I first like kind of got more into prepping and listening to podcasts and blog TV and all that, was a guy, and you probably don't even remember him. You probably weren't even quite into that yet. But this guy, Mr. Lock and Load.
I remember Mr. You were a big part of that, weren't you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you ever talked about that? I don't know if we have on the radio.
I've never mentioned it on here. Okay. But back in the day, that was great. And he did a lot of videos about actionable things and training and physical fitness. And it was really unfortunate how things ended with all that. But aside from him, guys like Engineer 775 or Southern Prepper 1, they don't always talk about groups, but they do certainly bring it in and be like, hey, this is great to have. But,
well, Southern Prepper 1, the last few years, that's all he's talked about is groups and his retreat.
And training. And
Engineer. Engineer's on my expert panel.
Yeah.
He talks about it, you know, about your groups. And I'm going to be with a lot of these guys in April. They're going to come to Heritage Life Skills. Who's going to be there? Sam Kopler, which is on my expert panel, talks about groups all the time. Scott Hunt, Franklin Horton's an author. Who else is going to be? Oh, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy. They talk about groups when it comes to the medical. Not everyone needs to be a medical expert. You need to have some of these people in your group. They always talk about groups. They're in a group. And Charlie Hogwood. You know, he's written a book on groups. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we talked on the phone today. I talked to actually many of my expert panel members today on the phone, which is cool. I don't want to throw names around, but you can check out on PrepperNet.com. But, yeah, I talked to Sam, Charlie, Hogwood.
Stop blushing.
I know. I mean, who else I talked to today? There's others, but Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy today. Mm-hmm. And so I'm getting a work call on my phone right now, and it's 9:44.
It's ridiculous. Are they in California?
No, that's, it's a work call. I know exactly who it is, but I'm not going to take their call. So some people say I'm too harsh on that about the groups, that, hey, if your people aren't talking about it, they're not real.
I mean, look at it this way. This is a really cold way to look at it, but at least if you're in a group, you have someone to bury you.
Dude, I'm not going to really care if someone buries me if I'm dead.
Or someone to eat you. I don't know.
I'm not going to care.
No. I mean.
Now, a family member, I would care. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Goodness, that was really weird. So our podcasts are going to be, we're going to be real world. We'll talk about things going on in today's society. A lot of things when it comes to groups. I share a lot with my group. I share a lot. I teach about groups. I consult with groups. I have a meeting this month with a group. And it's the very start of a kind of a large group starting out. You know, 10 families is one of the things I have changed since the last time we talked. Is
gender?
Yeah.
Sorry,
dude. My God,
I've had a lot of caffeine today. My brain's going quick.
Is I started talking about groups start with two people, before everyone has this magical, oh, we got to get, let's get 10 families together and we can put a group together. No, a group starts with two people, not a husband and wife though, and not a family member, someone else. Then imagine if I came to you and go, hey, Kyle, we have a group. Would you like to be in a group? Gosh, you guys got a group? That's a whole different conversation than, hey, why don't the three of us get a group?
Yeah.
One's kind of a passive way. Starting a group with two people, that's a proactive way. And others, everyone's looking for a group. 95% of preppers are looking for a group. So go ahead and start one with a friend and then add as it gets bigger.
Yep.
But so we'll talk about groups. I talk a lot about my group. But I do have a consulting gig, brand new group. 10 families are coming together later this month. And they're working on how we're going to form it, meaning the legal documentation. Probably going to do a trust. Gotcha. And some of the things that I did last year, one of the accomplishments I did last year was I wanted to learn everything about internet privacy and security, just not internet, but everything. So I've actually started teaching classes. I mean, I was trained by the best. I'm not going to mention his name on this podcast, but he is the best. And for an entire year, I took his courses and videos and helped him with some things, but I can help some people disappear. Two ways. I can literally help you disappear by shooting you.
Bathtub of acid.
I'm just kidding. The other is just completely going off grid and just disappearing. Using disinformation. Getting your information taken off the internet. Protecting your purchases.
That's something I did this year.
What?
Took my information off the internet.
Did you?
Yeah.
Your name is no longer Lawrence DeMarcus?
No. I don't think so.
So I've learned everything about how to, I mean, more than just VPNs, more than just secure email, more than that kind of, just to another level. So I teach a class. I'm actually going to offer some online classes in that. And I've done some webinars on them.
You know who you sound like talking about making people disappear?
Uh-oh.
Who? You kind of sound like Raymond Reddington right now.
Oh, now, you know what? Blacklist?
Have you been watching that? I like that show.
I like that show, too. That's about the only show I watch faithfully right now. Yeah. And it was Jack Ryan, but yeah. I ended up watching that whole thing in a weekend.
Yeah, that's easy to binge watch for sure.
I mean, I hate that they just, I love it that they release it all at once.
Yeah.
But then I was done.
So when your wife tells you to come down to your hole, you can literally just come out
here. No, she was gone that weekend. I watched. I'm like, okay, it's 1:30. I can do one more because I can sleep in.
Yeah.
And then
it turns into like 4:30 in the morning. You're like, oh, but there's one left.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. So, that's kind of anything else our podcast is going to be about?
I don't really know if we'll do the conspiracy thing.
You don't. Okay. Well,
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's not that people.
People might care. It. People liked it. They did. They're like, what's Kyle's conspiracy theory?
There are definitely a few things that I'm following right now that are pretty consistent
debunked.
And verifiable. But like, I'm still not worried about Planet X.
We debunked a conspiracy theory tonight.
What was that? Oh, me being dead.
You being dead. Maybe that I killed you.
No, happy. Happy I'm not.
Actually, someone on live radio, when we were broadcasting live, they asked me if you were buried in my backyard, and that's why I was moving. Because you remember I went through the big move.
Oh, yeah.
Someone actually asked me
that. I feel like you may have tried to allude to this and be like, well, he won't be coming back.
Yeah. I took care of that problem. Humanity, you can thank me later.
Joke's on them.
So, anything else we can wrap this up?
No, I think that's it. Try and do another one here soon. And I guess I'll be heading out to walk my 5 miles back in the rain down the hill.
Dude, it is. I do have some spots that are muddy. For sure.
I mean, it's okay. I got my
dog. I put the carpet out for you.
I mean, yeah.
Boards.
the slippery boards.
So I did the first time I walked in the house tonight with my muddy shoes, and that didn't go over well.
And that's why you're back in your hole.
That's why I'm wearing my actually mowing the grass shoes right now.
Oh, nice.
So
Those are important to put in your bug out bag too. Yeah. You never know when you might. Yeah.
Actually, they're tennis shoes. They're not even really, but I do mow the grass. Well, when I say mow the grass, I mean I stand outside and watch my kids mow the grass.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, at this point in life, when you talk about mowing the grass, it's pointing, you missed a spot.
Yes.
Are you blind?
You know, I'll pick up the blower, maybe the weeder sometimes, but you know.
Oh no, I got a new tool. It's a torch. Hooks up to my little propane tank.
Oh, you told me about this.
It's like a 3-foot extension. I just burn the weeds. Oh, it's very exciting. I pretend I'm a dragon and I go through the yard and burn things.
No. You need a suit, man. You need one of them silver suits with it.
No, then I need a bigger flame.
Mm. Did you get that at like Harbor Freight?
No, I think I got it at Lowe's.
Did you? How much are they? Like 35 bucks?
Yeah, something like that.
Gotcha.
It wasn't too bad.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we're going to sign off. So, again, this is number one, 2020. We will have a lot more coming your way. And, you know, the topics are going to be, we may...
Random.
It's just and sometimes it's just going to be us talking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that was the biggest compliment we got. Well, I got, because you really didn't get any, because I get all the email.
You never gave me any positive feedback.
Yeah. I said, no, I'm a very good encourager because you're not as dumb as you seem in life when we get here in front of the microphone.
I actually have a really high IQ.
Is that because you hold it above your head? So we're going to random topics. We're going to talk real life prepping. We won't get into, we may get dig into some subjects. We may. Some big subjects.
Like, I think I'd probably ask, too, like, if you guys do contact, it's like, what do you need for 2020? Because that's probably the biggest thing we've come across. We talked about this last year. No one feels motivated to do anything.
Yeah.
And if they do, it's motivate like, what do you do? What direction
do you feel
do
like
you
it's to? Our job to help motivate people through this podcast?
We're not doing much else.
Okay.
Might as well do that.
You know,
I know, it's for the lulz, really. Oh, well, sir, they're great.
Yeah. So we'll motivate you. We'll give you ideas that most subject matter preppers won't give you.
I mean, we will have to at least do one episode debating AK or AR.
Okay.
No, I'm very much kidding.
You're kidding.
We're well beyond that point.
Yeah.
I'm like, well beyond that.
I have both, but I can shoot you with both. I mean,
yeah.
We will talk a lot about groups, though. If you're interested in groups, we will talk about groups. We'll talk, I mean, retreats, because you're a big retreat guy.
And honestly, whenever it comes time for me to start doing that, I've thought about doing like a series on that. Mine's going to be strictly very, very, very off-grid. I'm going to do all my own stuff and shipping containers, concrete blocks. I'm going to be building my own bunker. Number of things. So it'll be interesting. You can watch me freeze my rear end off probably for a little while. And
we'll go through, I mean, my AR training this year. I'm speaking on like 7 engagements this year, which is less than last year. But still 7 is 7. 7 is still 7. Our bug out retreat's getting a little cold. I turned the heat off. Are you getting chilly yet?
Oh, that's fine.
So, I hear a little fan
I've
in the
had
background.
A lot of caffeine. Okay. I don't know if you've noticed. I've had a lot today. I'm going to be up for about another 8 hours.
Oh, great, Scott. I mean, but we're not the kind of podcast, and probably should end this, we're not going to sit here and eat MREs and tell you how nasty they are. Or we're not going to pee and see what if the water filter.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we don't do crap like that.
No.
Yeah.
No, we're not gonna
I like to consider myself... I've been prepping for 19 years.
Yeah.
How long have you been prepping? A Y2K baby.
It's been about 17, 18 years, somewhere around there.
And not only that, I'm a mountain man. I was in the heart of the Appalachian Mountains and grew up. And we actually had a spring cellar. So, I mean, so I kind of grew up in wood stuff. I mean, we grew up, that was a way of life, preserving food.
And even though, like, being from Chicago, that's kind of like my grandparents' background. I mean, they had a large
concrete jungle.
Yeah. That's a different sort of survival. You know, but.
Yep.
Just ingrained.
Yep. So that's what you're going to get from us. We're real. We're honest. We share. When we share something, don't think that we haven't already thought it through in our head 100 times. So if you, because we've been accused, people goes, you just share too much. I'm like, you just don't know how prepared my group is then. If you think I'm telling you some of our communication tactics.
Yeah.
Yeah, you first, I mean, it's kind of crazy. Uh-oh.
They don't even know my real name.
That's right, Belinda. Preppingacademy.com. There's absolutely, I guess this podcast will go there. We'll spread this podcast out to the world.
Oh, you know what? Actually, on a closing note, I should mention my real name is Kyle, and whichever one of you guys started all those Kyle memes about punching drywall and Mustangs and all that fun stuff,
what?
That was not funny. That was not cool at all. It's very true, but it's not cool at all.
You know, I'm going to have to call your counselor.
Yep.
Guys, we will see you next time, Prepping Academy. Hey, subscribe. Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
Yeah, and give me a great review. Kyle, you're just okay today.
Thanks for listening to the Prepping Academy podcast. Preppers unite at www.preppingacademy.com.